This show is brought to you by patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, where for as little as a dollar a month or more, you can support this podcast just as George Sullivan did this week. Thanks, George.
You've managed to get hold of Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. My guest today is Peter Davis. Now, Peter is the musician's musician. He was in the house band at Prairie Home Companion. He's played with Jay Unger and Molly Mason, proficient on an astonishing variety of instruments, including clarinet, alto sax, five-string and tenor banjo, piano, guitar, mandolin, and whistle. And he'll be joining us on guitar with a fantastic rendition of Five Guys Named Mo. Harry will be singing with him. Nowadays, he's been playing with Annie and the Hedonists. Check him out online. And speaking of Jay Unger and Molly Mason, I'm featuring a song we did together on an album I produced and played on called Silly Songs About Silly People. It was on Trolls National Book Club and was distributed in schools around the country. It was fun doing. Ooh, Harry!
Hi, Steve!
So what's up, man?
Oh, I want to tell you about this funny thing that happened to me today at school.
Okay, but wait, before you start, do me a favor.
What?
Get up on my knee for once in your life.
I don't think so.
Come on, get up on my knee. I want to try something.
You know I hate being on your knee.
How come?
You're so manipulative.
Of course I am. I'm a ventriloquist. That's what I do.
No, I'm fine right here.
Now stop it. I'm your master. Get up here. People are starting to talk.
Talk.
Yes, they peer in through the studio window. They see you gallivanting around the room, and they wonder why we don't have a traditional relationship. They wonder what's going on.
Well, let them wonder.
I wonder what's going on. Come on, get up on the old knee, and let's look like a ventriloquist and his dummy is supposed to, for once.
All right, but just because I have a soft spot in my heart for you.
Thank you. Come on, climb up here.
Okay. Here we go.
Good. Now, this may tickle, but I have to find your controls in the back here.
Ouch!
Oh, stop it. There they are. Okay, now, this is the way it's supposed to be, you see? The dummy on the ventriloquist's knee, the ventriloquist staring intently at his doll, hanging on every word, concentrating deeply on not moving his lips when the puppet speaks. Now, what were you saying about school?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this funny thing happened at school today. I want to share it with you and all the listeners.
Hold on. I want to try something.
What?
I want to try the flapdoodle maneuver.
Oh, no! You are not going to try the flapdoodle maneuver!
I have to.
Don't you remember what happened to Buzz Klankenmeister?
Sure, but he wasn't skilled the way I am.
Steve, the flapdoodle maneuver is considered one of the most dangerous moves in ventriloquism. If I thought for one second that's what was on your mind when I got up on your knee, I never would have consented.
But it's the flapdoodle maneuver that separates the men from the boys when it comes to ventriloquism.
And what happens after you break your arm trying to do it?
I won't. Now, let me just review it before I actually do it. The trick is to handle the stick that goes down your back and has all the controls on it so that the final result will be your head will be rotating at a 45-degree angle at the same time as your eye is blinking, your ears are wiggling, and you're singing on top of Old Smokey.
You understand the consequences if you fail.
Don't you remember? I had to do that maneuver to pass the test at ventriloquist school.
But that was over 15 years ago. You don't have the chops for it anymore.
I disagree. Now hold still while I get ready for it.
Don't you just want to hear about my day at school?
Yeah, I do. After the flapdoodle maneuver. Named, by the way, for Jebediah Flapdoodle.
May he rest in peace.
Okay. I think I'm in the right position. Though I have to admit, my hands don't have the flexibility they used to.
You don't exercise in them the way you used to. You've gotten soft in your old age.
Well, is it any wonder? You never sit on my knee anymore. I don't need to have a strong and agile hand the way I used to when you weren't as confident about your ability to talk and walk on your own.
Ah, the magic of an audio podcast.
Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good. Here we go. The famous flapdoodle maneuver. If I can perform this faultlessly, I may be written up in Ventriloquist Digest next month.
Okay, here we go. On top of Old Smokey, what key?
Just sing. As you do, your eyes will blink, your ears will wiggle, and your head will rotate.
Okay. Head going up, starting to blink. On top of Old Smokey, all covered with hair. I'm doing it, Steve. Of course I'm referring to Smokey the Bear. Ow, 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 ah, ah, ah. Oh, no. Gee. What?
A think I just broke my hand.
I told you to be careful.
Oh, my hand. I think I broke a few fingers and sprained the wrist.
What went wrong?
I think instead of your eyes blinking and your ears wiggling, I made your eyes wiggle and your ears blink.
A common mistake. Now what do we do?
Call Dr. Fenstermacher. My hand, I can't use it anymore.
It's the flapdoodle maneuver that gets them every time. I told you, Steve.
Yeah. Peter Davis here on Knock on Wood. Peter, it's so nice to have you.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, Steve.
I'm doing great. Always doing great when I'm doing the show. Okay. Peter has been... how long have you been playing music? A long time, right?
Oh, I think I was in my first band in 1957.
Whoa, holy cow. You must have been 4 or 5 years old.
About 13, actually.
Peter plays with Janger and Molly Mason. I hear you a lot with them. In fact, you're often featured on Prairie Home Companion.
Well, we have...
That's a real treat.
We've been lucky enough to be the house band for the last 4 years in the winter. And it's a great treat and a pleasure to be able to do that.
Yeah, oh boy. Someday, Steve and I will be on Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think we'd fit in too well.
I'd fit in, Steve. You can stay at home.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, so are we going to do our song together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Peter has a wonderful song.
Yeah, I'd like to do some singing with Harry here.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Are you ready?
I love this kind of singing.
All right. Here we go. Here's a little tune from the swing era. It's about 50 years old, this song called Five Guys Named Mo. It's all about a band where everybody in the band was named Mo. And you'll catch the different names of the different Mo's as we go along. It goes something like this.
Okay, Harry, what you got to say first is boodly-at-and-doo-da.
Okay, boodly-at-and-doo-da.
That's it. And you people at home, you have to sing that too. And you'll hear where it goes. And then you can sing Five Guys Named Mo. And then after that, you can scat sing a little bit.
Free for all.
Free for all. Okay, hey, something like this. I'm going to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down to dig me jack. There's Big Mo. Booty-a-doo-da. Little Mo. Booty-a-doo-da. Four-eyed Mo. Booty-a-doo-da. No Mo. Booty-a-doo-da. Look at brother over here. Look at brother over there. Look at brother eat mo. That's me. Mo 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 mo. Who's the greatest band around? Makes all the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of a rhythm town?
Five guys named Mo.
Yeah. When they stop to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Who do the critics rave about?
Five guys named Mo.
Oh, they came out of nowhere. That don't mean a thing. You know they rate high. You know why? If you hear them swing. High brow, low brow, all agree. They're the best in harmony. I'm telling you folks, you better go see
Five Guys Named Mo.
Oh, sweet doo-dee-dee-dee-wee. Boodle-dee-boodle-dee-dee-dee-dee-ba-da.
Sweet ba-boodle-dee-dee-dee-dee. Scooby-dee-dee-dee-boo.
Oh, boodle-bobble. Boodle-bobble. Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, bidly at do da, bootly at do da, sweet do 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 do. They came out of nowhere, but that don't mean a thing. Oh, they rate high, you know why. If you hear them swing, high brow, low brow, all agree. They're the best in harmony. I'm telling you folks, you better go see Five Little Guys Named Mo.
Give it up, did I do? Give it up, did I do?
Ooh. Ooh, you guys had fun doing that, I bet.
Oh, yeah, that was a gas.
That was really good. How did you do it? I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah, scoot-a-boo.
That must have been a big hit when it came out.
That was done by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five in the 1940s. It was a hit. In fact, there was a recent Broadway show
under the same title, Five Guys Named Mo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, wonderful song. Wonderful song. Have you been singing that a lot? Has that been in your repertoire for a long time?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I bet it has.
I didn't have to look at the words.
Yeah. And Harry, you didn't have to look at your words either.
I didn't have any words. I just boom it up, do that, do that, do. And yeah. Five Guys Named Mo.
You just have to be loose inside.
Yeah, that's right. You got to just relax inside. Right.
You should know, Steve.
Peter Davis joining us here on Knock on Wood, tearing up the airways. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Okay.
Well, I put Harry on my knee. I tried to do the famous flapdoodle maneuver, a difficult manipulation, whereas Harry's head rotates at a 45-degree angle as his eyes blink and his ears wiggle. Only I made his ears blink and his eyes wiggle. I broke my hand in the process.
I told you, you just don't have it anymore.
Well, I've been soaking my hand in ice while we wait for Dr. Fenstermacher to look at it. And, man, it really hurt. Oh, here he is now. Doctor!
Well, Journey, I've heard you tried to perform the flapdoodle maneuver.
That's right, Doc.
I keep telling you young whippersnappers that maneuver is not something to be toyed with. And yet you insist on proving your mettle by giving it a whirl.
Yeah, my head did whirl a bit towards the end.
Well, by then I had lost control of the stick that goes down Harry's back. Here, take a look at the hand, Doc. Is there hope?
Where there's life, there's hope. Look serious. You ventriloquists will never learn, will you? Always showing off. Okay. Well, it doesn't look too bad. I'll have to bandage it up, however.
Yeah, but how will I perform ventriloquism with a broken hand?
You'll have to put him on your other knee. Are you ambidextrous?
Not in the least. I'm a righty through and through.
Well, then don't do anything untold. Keep it simple. Some mouth movements, maybe a wink occasionally. Nothing else.
Okay.
Here's a sling. Put this over your head there.
Uh-huh.
Stick your hand in there. I'll wrap some adhesive around it. Ouch! Be careful, Doc.
Thanks. Are there any other maneuvers I should avoid?
All of them! Last week I saw a ventriloquist with a broken leg. She had tried to deploy the Nackenhausen manipulation.
Wow, that's one of the most difficult moves in the business.
To try to work a dummy with your foot is just plain foolhardy, if you ask me. She was asking for trouble. And for Pete's sakes, don't even think about attempting the Achmed application. I had a fellow come and see me just a few days ago. We had to sedate him and operate on his entire arm from shoulder to fingertips.
Was it bad?
His whole arm was covered with splinters. He looked like he had run in with a wooden porcupine. But the case to end all cases was this ventriloquist who came to my office last year. His wife had to drive him.
How come?
His head was stuck in the back of his dummy.
The Carumba operation!
Exactly. It took a team of 5 doctors, 3 hours, to extradite his head from the dummy's torso. It was only with the use of the jaws of life that it was possible at all. He finally emerged from the depths of the dummy's bowels alive. But he's been unable to practice the fine art of voice manipulation ever again. The dummy remains mute, so please be careful. Ventriloquism is not a profession for the weak-kneed. You need courage and stamina, split-second timing, and a knowledge of anatomy that goes far beyond even a doctor's education. This is not a profession for sissies, so please, I beg of you to be careful.
I will, Doc.
I wasn't talking to you.
I will, Doc.
Good. Rest the arm, and you'll get my bill in a week or so.
1, 2, 3, 4...
When I come to town the other night, hear a little noise, see a fight. All the people is running around, says old Antucker, he's come to town. Get out of the way for old Antucker, too late to get his supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking, old Antucker just standing looking. Old Antucker, he comes to town, riding on a billy goat, leading a hound. A hound don't bark, and the billy goat jumped, and the throw Antucker right straddled a stump. Get out of the way for old Antucker, too late to get his supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking, old Antucker just standing looking. Old Dan Tucker, he's a fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair in a wagon wheel, ran away with a toothache in his heel. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, too late to get his supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking, old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Now old Dan Tucker, he got drunk, fell in a fire and he kicked up a hunk. He got a hot coal down in his shoe, woo-wee, how the ashes blew. Now get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, too late to get his supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking, old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Old Dan Tucker and I fell out, what do you think was all about? He stepped on my corn, I kicked him in the shin, that's how this old row begins. Now get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, too late to get his supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking, old Dan Tucker just standing there looking.
I'll tell you what's going on, I broke my hand. I tried to perform the flapdoodle maneuver on Harry, a complicated and difficult move, and as a result, well, my arm is now in a sling after Dr. Fenstermacher came in and said it.
I told you don't have the chops anymore for that kind of thing.
And why not? Because you don't sit on my lap much anymore, so I don't get to practice. Now, my right arm is out of commission, but that doesn't mean I can't use my left. I want you up on my left knee.
Haven't you learned your lesson yet? Aren't I fine just where I am?
Look, I'm not going to do anything complicated. Just make your mouth move up and down, maybe turn your head a little. But nothing like the flapdoodle, where your eyes blink, your ears wiggle, and your head twirls all at the same time while you sing.
But you're not a lefty. You can't control me on your left side.
Will you get up here and stop giving me such a hard time?
All right. There we go. All right. There. Are you happy?
Thank you. I'll just get my hand in your back here. Okay, there are your controls. You know, there's nothing more secure than having my hand in position of control. Now, if I remember, you're going to tell me what happened in school today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It seems it's stymie. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Whoops, sorry.
Oh, great! My head just popped off!
Well, I guess working only with my left hand is harder than I thought.
You want to help me out here?
Sorry. All right, here we go. No harm done. I'll just pop your head back into your body there. Okay, there. You're good as new.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. My hand slipped off the stick and I lost your head.
Can I continue here?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so... Simon, I'm in the cafeteria. What's this? What's going on here?
Sorry, I can't seem to get your jaw to go up and down properly.
I'm getting off this lap!
Wait. I think I got it. Okay. Speak.
Oh, you're a riot, Alice.
Come on, say something.
So Stymie and I are in the cafeteria, and...
That's a lot better. You know what I want to do now?
Hear my story about Stymie?
No, I'm going to try something that's going to put me in the journals.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to try the flapdoodle maneuver with my left hand.
Oh, man! Look at you! You can't even do it with your right arm! It's in a sling. It's broken. You're going to try it left-handed? Are you crazy or something?
Yes.
I guess that was a silly question.
Now, all I have to do is adjust my hand properly. My thumb goes there. My forefinger there. Okay, my pinky stretches over there.
That tickles, man.
Okay, are you ready to have your eyes blink, your ears wiggle, your head twirl, and the song to be sung?
Well, what song am I going to sing?
Let's not do On Top of Old Smokies. Let's do sing the refrigerator song.
Okay, the refrigerator song. Gotcha. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, head's going up, starting to twirl. Freeze a jolly good fellow. Freeze a jolly good fellow.
Look, I'm doing it, man. A left-handed flapdoodle maneuver. Call Ventriloquist Digest. I'm going to be famous.
Freeze a jolly good fellow. Ow, my head. That nobody can deny. Ow.
Our time is up, so we must leave. And so goodbye from me and Steve. The show is done and so we're leaving on tiptoe. It's time to go.
This podcast is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. You can hear this show on iTunes and on my YouTube channel, as well as patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. My website is stevecharney.com to access more info about me than you'll ever need or want, including my blog.
We hope we've left you with a smile.
We'll be back in a little while.
On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy. Ooh, I also tweet. And thanks for listening. Hey, if you like this podcast, spread the word around.
There's no more to the show, except to let you know it's time to go.